With its domestic legal options exhausted, the Onondaga Indian Nation has taken its land claim case to an international commission. WRVO's Ryan Delaney has more on the petition.
It's been 6 months since the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the Onondaga's claim to 2 million acres of land in central New York. In the lawsuit first filed in 2005, the nation says land was illegally taken from it in the 18th and 19th centuries. With no higher court left to turn to in the U.S., the Onondaga filed a human rights violation petition with the Organization of American States Human Rights Commission. The body has no legal authority here, but Onondaga Nation attorney Joe Heath says it could set a framework for bringing the argument to the state or even Congress.
The nation is hopeful that with that kind of a ruling that we can move closer to getting everybody into a discussion to find some healing or some justice for these ancient harms.
Heath says any kind of decision or recommendation from the commission could take several months or even years, but the nation is willing to wait. He says they've already waited more than two centuries. Heath and other Onondaga Nation leaders went to Washington, D.C. to file the petition and hold a rally. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.